should you have won that?
Possibly in the end, in the second half. As I say, I think we got a good opportunity, to a good spell, and when I was kind of hoping that would go for the jugular, but on reflection, I thought an ugly first half, two poor goals really, but nonetheless, it's a good point to come to Portfield and build on the back of last week. I was pleased in the end, but I think on reflection, probably a draw might just be it. But we had opportunities, but I'm just pleased. Another good performance, solid performance.
Are you playing with more belief?
Yeah, I think second half, as I just said to Gordon, I was disappointed in the first half because we have been playing and being brave on the ball, and we probably just a little bit more direct than what we have been in recent weeks, and it was just giving the ball away cheaply. It wasn't sticking up top, so I was a bit frustrated and had a few choice words at half time, but the reaction was good, and I think second half it was there to see just the quality of the players coming through, and they were a lot braver and playing in the right areas. So no, it was good. I was happy, very happy with them second half.
Jermaine Pennant, interesting signing.
Yeah, he's been training with for a number of weeks, and it's someone that he's had a number of options, but we had a good chat, and I think he's enjoyed it. We certainly enjoyed it, and he'll add experience to the youngsters that we've got, and that's something that we're talking about, this blend. It's all good and well bringing in all the players at times, but it's he's someone who knows where he's at in his career. He's played at the very, very highest level, and he's really going to help these kids, and that's where he's at. But I think he's got an awful lot to offer on the pitch as well.
Transfer window's still open, of course. Do you expect any other activity in going or outcoming?
Yeah, there's going to be bits. I mean, I'm very, very comfortable with where the squad's lying right now, but we managing to starve off right now just a little bit of interest from the big boys for our kids, and whether we can keep that away until the end of the window, I don't know. But either way, we'll do what's right for them and what's right for the club. But if someone of the ilk, we've got a couple of irons in fires, etc., with pit players, but they have to be better. You know, Jermaine Pennant, everybody knows what quality he'll bring, and they've got to be of that ilk. And also, if somebody, if not, they'll have a potential of getting better and moving on and progressing with Bury, and then progressing to bigger and better things. So we'll see.
How do you see things shaping up between now and the end of the season then?
We've still got to just make sure we keep our eye on it. Let's not get carried away. I said that to the boys. Don't get carried away that this is it. You've had a lot of good performances with two fantastic results, but you know, you've got to keep doing it. So don't get carried away. I'll be comfortable once we manage to reach the amount of points that you think is safety, and then you can build from there. But hopefully we'll get there as soon as we possibly can.